Hello. First of all, I would to thank Mir and the Russian government via the foreign minister
to gather all the Eurasianist
or multipolarist, if the word is right, to be here to discuss the multipolarity.
I think that multipolarity is a continuous struggle, a spiritual, economic and diplomatic struggle to make an alternative type
of the world order out of the logic based on the Westphalian values, which are against identity, tradition, civilization, and which are aimed to create a secular state formed by liberal philosophies. In this regard, China and Russia and other emerging powers not try to create this alternative world, but to have others to join this world. In this case, I will be glad to introduce the experience of Algeria, my country, to integrate the One Belt, One Road initiative, because the importance of the Arab world or the African continent as a mega or a trans-regionalism outside of this liberal or this economic logic or formation based on what we call the North. Now the South is emerging. The relationship between South-South is also great.
I will talk here
not only about a sub-region, but a mega-region, what we call the great spaces, the Mediterranean, linking the Mediterranean region and sub-region with the Asian region occupies an important place in this huge project. In this case, North African countries take their position as a bridge between Europe and Africa, since they possess strategic points for land link. This importance increases if we know that these cities play a strategic and pivotal role in the ancient Silk Roads, and that these cities and other emerging major cities are likely to be central in the new emerging context. Such contexts are being SATCOs are being formed and characterized by a shift of trend and intensity from the north to the south. And in many cases, south-south cooperation, as I say, is greater than north-north ones. The Maghreb countries have already come to realize how important is this project and did not hesitate to join it. We see that this huge project, the Belt and Road Initiative, launched in 2030, and the action plan, I think, is in 2014, is not about what we call a mega project of hegemony, or to launch other states in what, the Western propaganda that make the African states suffer from the Chinese debt. This project is about development, is about the physical economy against this monetary economic system and structure led by force power, by intervention, by military alliances, and let me conclude that the Belt and Road Initiative is not a Chinese mega project that function as a Marshall Plan, by which China is trying to replace the United States leadership of the world, or to create a new world order that constitutes a nightmare and danger to the European countries, as a scholar one, a famous scholar one, talked one day, or to put the fate of the West at stake. Looking is also an outcome of the failure of the regional integration with the European North. I talk about our experience that we call the Euro-Mediterranean plans, or the Euro-Mediterranean cooperation, where the promised socio-economic development through the Euro-Mediterranean partnership was just a mirage.
в этом регионе, который раньше казался только миражом. Предлагаемые планы, предлагаемые инициативы, они основаны на экономическом равноправном развитии, которое включает в себя разнообразие экономических проектов экономического развития. Сейчас мы можем говорить о развивающемся регионе в арабском мире, в Персидском заливе. Арабские государства формируют не только геополитическую повестку, но они поддерживают свои традиции, духовность и также I think that China, not playing the role of a multipolar world as a position, not in this world, but another one, who have the opportunity to play a role in it. Thank you. Спасибо большое.